My coming out story is about coming out to myself, which I feel like is the hardest thing that I had to do. I was 19, almost 19 when I had my first kiss, and it was with this guy who lived on the same floor as me as my freshman year. And like, I didn't like him. He was gross and disgusting. But like, I went along with it because he was like, "Oh, hi, girl," and I'm like, "Hi." So like, after months of like courting each other and doing all that kind of stuff, we like had a little thing for a couple of months, and then we went home on Thanksgiving break, and he randomly stopped talking to me. He didn't answer any of my texts, and he didn't answer my Snapchats or anything. And I was like, "Okay, this is weird." So we got back to school, and he's like, "Yeah, this thing's over." I was like, "Cool, thanks. I didn't really like you that much." But I was like really depressed about it. So I went through my birthday and then Christmas, and I was like, "It's fine. I got this." And then I spent my whole entire winter break in this kind of like lull. And it was like really a dark period for me. And this is when I like finally was like, "Brooke, you're going to finish the Harry Potter series." Which is like something that I started and stopped like throughout my childhood, but I never finished. So I read the last, I believe, 3 books within like 2 weeks. I was like obsessed with it. And then what you do when you're obsessed with it is you go online and find YouTube videos of the actors talking about it, J.K. Rowling talking about it, all that kind of stuff. So I was watching Ellen, who was another love of mine from a very young age, talking with Emma Watson because, you know, Emma Watson is gorgeous. So I was watching Emma, and I was like, "Oh, she's great, she's wonderful." And then in the sidebar, you know that you have those little videos saying, like, what you should watch next. So I clicked on this, not even think about it, I clicked on this story of this girl who was English, she was British, I don't know. Her name was Lucy, and it was her coming out story. And before I even realized it, I've watched the whole entire video, and like at the end, as soon as the video ended, I was like, "Shit, I'm bisexual. I finally get it." And then I was like, had this like wave coming over me. I was like, "Oh my God, this is incredible." Within the next week, I like told my friend, my like closest friend, and like ironically, she was talking about all these gay jokes beforehand. And then she's like, "Oh shit, I didn't mean to do that." Like when I told her, like bawling, like, "I'm bisexual," and it was turned out fine. But if I didn't have Harry Potter or Emma Watson or YouTube, I don't think I would ever come out to myself. But so thank you, the internet.